Well, staying with elections, because voters go to the polls in Northern Ireland this week to have their say in local elections there. After a tumultuous few months with the Assembly at Stormont still in deadlock, 462 council seats will be contested on Thursday. Patricia McBride is a columnist with the Nationalist Irish News, and she joins us now from Derry. Patricia, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. I suppose invariably elections in Northern Ireland are contests within the two big voting blocks, although the middle ground, of course, is also increasingly significant in elections. What's this local election shaping up to be?
Hello, Brian. Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting set of results when we start seeing those coming in on Friday and Saturday. As you said, you know, no election in the north is ever straightforward, and I think that local elections are even more difficult to call because you also have the, you know, the factor of there being much more independent candidates in the field than there would be in, for example, the Assembly or Westminster elections, and those are people with a popular vote. But the Nationalist parties and the Unionist parties will both be looking to make significant gains here. For the SDLP, it's interesting to hear Colm Eastwood coming out just over the weekend there saying, you know, asking voters not to punish the SDLP in this election, and I think that's over fears that Sinn Féin may take votes from them as a way of people protesting the fact that the DUP refuses to go back into Stormont with Michelle O'Neill as the First Minister. And I think the SDLP is concerned that they'll lose votes there. For Sinn Féin's part, they'll be looking to ensure that they are, as well as the largest party in the Assembly, that they will then be the largest party in local government. And, you know, with 29% of the vote in the Assembly elections, if they can replicate that, they will see it as very positive. But I think the most interesting aspect of the election is going to be where the Unionist votes go. And, you know, the DUP, the Ulster Unionists and the TUV will all be looking to maximise their votes in this election.
And the DUP in particular, presumably, looking for endorsement of the stand they've taken over Stormont.
Well, I think that's why this election is very interesting from the point of view of whether, you know, how much we will read into the way the party vote shares fall. The DUP had just 21% of the votes in the most recent Assembly election, and they will be looking to hold on to council candidates and increase that vote if possible. And they will sell that, any increase in their vote, as an endorsement of their strategy of opposing the Windsor framework by staying out of Stormont. But Jim Allister and the TUV will be campaigning very, very hard to take some of those seats, and they're likely to take some DUP seats because there were a number of areas in the Assembly election geographic areas where they polled very well but didn't quite have the quota to take an Assembly seat, and returned once again with just one member in the Assembly and Jim Allister himself. But in areas like Newry and Armagh, Mid Ulster, where they have the TUV campaigned hard, they will be looking to take those votes away from the DUP. And the Ulster Unionists will be hoping that people who are fed up with the stalemate at Stormont will endorse them. Mm-hmm. I mean, their position is they oppose the protocol, but they're willing to work within the Windsor framework for the good of the community and in order to, you know, to try and create stability. So okay, it's a very, very interesting race in unionism.
We shall see. We'll be reporting on that later in the week. Patricia, thanks for that. Patricia McBride from the Irish News.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's good afternoon to Paul O'Neill. Paul.